我们上次交通到五十章最末了的时候
Last time when we came to the end of chapter 50、
我们看到 我说我实在不知道当时是神借着以赛亚说出神要说的话还是以赛亚在神的面前因着神说的话而有的响应。
And I said that I was not sure whether these are the words spoken through Isaiah by God or was it the response of Isaiah after hearing God's words.
究竟是谁直接在那里说这个并不重要。
And it's not important that who was there to speak.
重要的是神在那一个时候显明出来的那个话的内容才是重要。
But what's important is the content of the words which God has manifested.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们读以赛亚一直读到现在的时候我们就看到神把他的话的主题越来越明显的放在他儿子的显明的身上。
Because as we read the book of Isaiah, we can see the theme of it is that God was more and more clear to manifest his son.
过去神说话是说了许许多多外表的外面的事。
When God spoke before, he was speaking on the outside, on the boundary.
说了许许多多他的子民当中发生的事。
And he has spoken much about what has happened among his people.
但是我们读到现在这个段落的时候
But now when we come to this section,
我们很清楚地看见神在那里一层一层一层地把他的儿子显出来
Now we can see very clearly God was there layer by layer to manifest his son
难怪我们在这一段时间里边看到神的话显出来人在那里对神的话有响应
So no wonder we see that when God's words is manifested, there's response from the people.
我们也很清楚地看到。
And we can also see very clearly.
神在地上的寻找就是寻找那些能 与神表同情的人。
What God was seeking on earth were those people who could respond to him.
也就是可以在神的面前领会神的心意而响应神的人。
Who are the people who could understand God's will and have a response?
那在福音书里头，我们就看到主的话非常清楚地说出这样的一件事。
And in the gospel books, that we can see very clearly the Lord's words spoke about these things.
那是我们常常提到的。
And this is something we often mention.
神说，你们在地上有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
God said that on earth, whenever there are two or three gathered in my name,
我就在他们中间。
Then I will be in the midst.
那你们中间两三个人奉我的名向父求什么？
And when two or three pray in my name to the Father,
他就答应。
That he will answer.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当我们的主说过这些话以后，
Because after the Lord has spoken these words,
他就指出一个事实来。
And he pointed out one fact.
因为你们在地上是捆绑的，在天上。要捆绑
Because whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的在天上要释放
And whatever you lose on earth will be losing in heaven.
当然我们一长久以来已经指出这个翻译上把那个次序有点弄乱了
And of course we have pointed out that the order was confused.
按照次序上面来说那个发动的是在天上
According to the order it is from the heaven that it initiated.
然后神就在那里天上就在那里等地的响应。
And then the heaven is there to wait for the response from the earth.
当地对天上的安排有反应的时候。
And when the earth responds to the arrangement of the heaven.
响应天上所显明的时候。
And to echo the response to what's in heaven.
天上就执行天上所定规的。
And the heaven will execute what it determines.
那现在我们读到五十章。的时候开始我们就看到这样的一些事实出来
So now when we come to chapter 50 we can see these facts appearing
所以上一次我们看到神在那里指着他的儿子来做见证
So last time we mentioned God was giving testimonies according to his son
来说出 他的儿子是一个标准的受教者。
To speak of his son as the sample or as the sample of the learned or the one being taught.
是真实的受教者。
And he is a true person who is being taught.
而这一个受教者就带出神在地所要执行的一个大事。
And this person that's being taught will bring forth what's going to happen on earth.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神在那里为他儿子做那个见证做好了。
When the testimony for his son is accomplished.
在旧约里头，神没有像新约那样明明的为他儿子做见证。
And in the Old Testament, it's unlike the New Testament, it's not a very clear testimony.
啊，我们看见神在新约里面为他儿子做见证，啊，一次两次。都是非常明显的。
And we see that in the New Testament, when God testifies for His Son once and twice, they are very clear.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
一次，再一次。
Once and again.
第二次的时候还再加上你们要听他。
And on the second time, He also added, "You need to listen to Him."
那在旧约，神没有这样明显的。在那里为他儿子做见证。
But in the Old Testament, God was not as clear when He testified for His Son.
因为在旧约的日子，神的儿子还没有显出来。
Because in the days of the Old Testament, His Son was not manifested.
但是神指着他的儿子来说话，就说了不少的话。
But there are many words spoken according to His Son.
那是在从五十章开始，我们就看到。
And in the beginning of chapter 50, we can see
神说出了他儿子的道路
that God has spoken of the way of his son.
说出了他儿子在神面前的那一个做一个受教者的那个事实
that he has spoken of his son being the one who's being taught.
那么现在就有一个响应了。
Now there's a response.
虽然我不敢决定这个是神借着以赛亚说的话还是以赛亚的对神说过的话的响应。
Even though I cannot be sure whether these are the words spoken through Isaiah by God or whether these are the words responded by Isaiah.
但是我自己还是倾向以赛亚在那里有反应。
But my inclination is that these are the response of Isaiah.
那神就在那里指出，在神面前有两条路可以选择。
God has pointed out before him there are two ways to choose from.
但是准确的路当然只有一条。
But of course the accurate way is only one.
那一个就是照着神的意思来拣选神。
Which is according to God's will to choose God.
而不管眼见的环境是顺还是逆。
It doesn't matter the condition, whether it's smooth,Or it's against your will.
认定所拣选的就是神的自己。
But you hold fast what you choose is God Himself.
那这样，尽管环境在眼见的里头，从恶乐的里边下到再恶乐的那种光景。
So even if the condition is really bad and to a point that it's getting worse.
但是神的拯救。一定在其中。
But God's deliverance is surely there.
这个是毫无疑问。
And there's no question about it.
那所以这一条路，从外面来看，也许是很不好走。
So this way or this path from the outside, it looks like it's not easy to walk on.
但是这样的一条路，确实把人带到神的心意和他的丰富里。
But this way will lead man to God's will and his abundance.
另外的一条路呢
And the other way.
那就是人凭着自己所能所有来做他们以为一定做得成功的事。
And the other way is man relying on himself and his ability to do things.
但是神说
But God said,
短期内也许他们会成功。
In a short while, maybe they will be successful.
但是那个结局，他们是没有指望的。
But at the end, they are without hope.
那好了，现在来到了51章。
So now we come to chapter 51.
那么 我们就留意了，神又在那里说话了。
Let's take note that God is speaking again.
神在那边说话的时候，弟兄姊妹记得，到以赛亚书四十章以后，神说的话一直是要神的百姓非常非常清楚的知道，神要他们得安慰。
And we need to take note of, since beginning from chapter 40, all the words that God have spoken is for the, his people to know very clearly they will be comforted.
神也明明让他们知道，在他们的接受安慰的过程的里头，他们外面的环境不一定是可以叫人受安慰。
But God also let them know that while they're in the process of being comforted, the external conditions may not seem that they will be comforted.
但是神很清楚在那里说，在不可能有安慰的环境的里头，你们一定得安慰。
But God said very clearly, even among the situation that seems like you cannot have any comfort, that you will be comforted for sure.
在51章以前，神已经在这样的心思里面说了好多遍这样的话。
And before we come to chapter 51, that God has spoken many of such words.
神每次说到这些话，都有一个很明显的那个属灵的事实，或者说一个属灵的理由摆在那里，要让他的百姓能接受神所说的。
So every time God speaks of these words, He will give a very firm, very clear spiritual reason or spiritual fact for His people to hear.
那么现在来到五十一章的时候，神又在说一些事情。
Now when we come to chapter 51, God once again speaks of some matters.
目的仍然要叫他的百姓接受神安慰的宣告。
The purpose is for His people to receive this proclamation of comfort.
那我们看五十一章开头那一小段。
And let's look at the few verses in the beginning of chapter 51. And very clearly, you can see.
显明他是能。
God was there to manifest that He's able.
神在那里就向他的百姓说。
And God spoke to His people.
你们这追求公义、寻求耶和华的，当听我的话。
Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord.
听神什么话呢?
And what kind of words does he want
to listen
to? 神在
这里向他们提出几个问题。
God raised some questions.
第一,
First of all,
你们要尊享被做而出的磐石，被挖而出的岩穴，要尊享你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。
Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who gave you birth.
从一些自然的那些现象的里边，就引出他们和神发生关系的起头。
And from the natural phenomena, he brought forth the reason why they are connected to God.
那说到那个自然环境里边的一些事物。
And he talked about matters that's in the natural environment.
他说被做而出的磐石。
He said the rock from which you were cut.
被挖而出的岩穴。
And the quarry from which you were hewn.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
神提这个问题什么意思?
Why, what is the reason of raising this question?
他说你们要追想。
God said, look and meditate.
想什么?
And what should you meditate on?
这里一个大洞穴。
There's a rock, a big rock.
怎么会有的呢?
And how does it come about?
谁把它挖出来的呢?
And who digs it, this hole?
你在这里看到那个一个好大的一个磐石。
And you see this huge rock here.
刚才是一个洞洞。
And it was a hole before.
刚才说的是一个洞洞。我四句把它翻过来了。
We're mentioning about the hole before.
现在神就说到那一个大磐石。
Now God is talking about the great rock.
一个大磐石摆在那里。
And this great rock right here.
这个磐石本来是在地里的。
And this rock was from the ground.
或者是本来是在山头里的。
And originally in the mountains.
但现在呢，好像它就给陈列在那个地方。
But now it seems like it's displayed at a place.
但谁做成这个事情呢？
But who did this?
我们晓得美国 有一个地方啊，有在山头上啊，有人把几个总统的那个像啊，凿在那里。
And we know that in United States, there's a place where people carve the images of several presidents on the mountain. 霍杰比
就是一件大事。
And it is a great matter.
但神现在说。
But God said here.
你要看看那个磐石。
Look at the rock.
那个磐石是。神没有在这里说 有多大的磐石。
God did not mention here how big the rock was.
不过能称为磐石的呢，当然 就不会是一个 一个小石头。
But we know that if it's called a rock, it would not be a little stone.
那这个磐石在那的时候。
And the rock at that time.
谁把它做出来呢？
Who cut it out?
你看这个好大的洞穴。
And you see this great quarry, this great hole.
那神就说，你想想，就是洞穴是谁在把它挖出来的呢？
And God said to meditate upon this, who dig this quarry out?
那么现在你说要弄一个大磐石出来，要弄一个洞穴出来，也并不是好像是太困难的事情。
And you might say, nowadays it's not that difficult to cut out a rock or to dig a quarry.
但是在当日以色列人的日子里边，神说到这个事情，那的确是他们没办法去想象的。
But in the days of the Israelites, when God mentioned these things, it's hard for them to imagine.
那按人的眼中来看，
And according to men,
这是不可能做成的事。
This is something that's impossible.
但神说，你去追想。
But God said that meditate upon this.
怎么会有这些事情？
How did these things come about?
那从这些事情，就引出另外的一件事。
And from these things, they brought forth another matter.
那就是他们的祖宗被召。
Which is that their forefathers being called.
照着这两个事实来说，好像没有什么连得起来的关系呀。
And these two facts, it seems like they do not have a relationship between them.
石头不就石头了
？The rock's a rock.
洞穴不就洞穴了
？Quarries are quarries.
跟亚伯拉罕有什么关联呢
？And what do they have to do with Abraham?
弟兄姊妹们，你是注意。
My sisters, take note.
在当时来说，他们看这些磐石和洞穴。这绝对不是人手做出来的。
And according to their time, for the rocks and the quarries, they were not made by men or not man-made.
就是现在来说，也都是有这样的结论。
And even today, we'll come to the same conclusion.
人可以打一个隧道。
That man can dig a tunnel.
但是你要做出那个好像天然的，那是洞穴。那人就没办法去做了。
But if you want to create a natural quarry, that's impossible for man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你都知道的，在任何一个地方，如果有一些大的洞穴，那是大的洞穴一定成了风景点。
And versus, you know, if there's a place where they have a big cave or quarry, that would be a sightseeing spot.
那为什么成为风景点呢
？And why would that be a sightseeing spot?
因为里面实在有许许多多，用人的话来讲，真是鬼斧神工的那样的东西在那边。
Because within those places, there would be things that are very delicate, very magnificent.
你可以把它看作一个艺术品。
And you can look at them as a piece of art.
你要弄一个洞洞，那是很比较简单。
And if you just want to dig a hole,
你要把一个洞洞弄成一个风景区，这个就是非常的不简单。
But if you want to turn a hole to a sightseeing spot, that's very, very hard.
神让他的百姓去想这些事情。
And God let His people to meditate upon these things.
乃是要叫他们去接触。
Which is for them.
在神的手里没有难成的事。
For them to know that there's nothing impossible in God's hand.
只要你看得见在那里，
as long as you can see that something exists.
那一个事实，对神来说，对人来说是不可能，但是对神来说是绝对的可能。
And those things could be impossible in man's eyes, but it is absolutely possible in God.
那是用这个灯火。我们能抓到神这样发出这个问题的时候，我们才懂得底下神 把他牵到亚伯拉罕那边去是什么意思？
So brothers and sisters, if we can grab hold of God's question, then we can understand why God linked it to the matter of Abraham.
所以接上去是说，你们追想你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。
So God continues to say, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth.
弟兄姊妹们你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
光是说亚伯拉罕已经很够了。
It is enough to just mention Abraham.
但是神还特别再提撒拉。
But God made special mention about Sarah.
并且特别点名生养你们的撒拉。
But, and also he made special mention about Sarah to whom who gave you birth.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对创世纪的那个历史还能领会得到的。
And versus if you could understand the history in Genesis.
你看到一个什么事情？
And what fact do you see?
如果说亚伯拉罕
If we say Abraham,
神在这里特别说出为什么提亚伯拉罕
And God mentioned especially why he talked about Abraham And we'll talk about it later
但是神在这里特特地提到生养你们的撒拉
But now God here mentioned especially about Sarah who gave you birth
我想弟兄姊妹们你能知道一个事实
I think, brothers and sisters, you can know this fact.
撒拉是没有生育的那一个条件。
And Sarah did not have the conditions to give birth.
但是现在呢，神说生养你们的撒拉。
But now God said that Sarah who gave you birth.
那就是你们这些人。
Which is to say, you people.
全都是从撒拉来了。
You are all from Sarah.
但是撒拉按照人来看。
According to man, Sarah,
她是不可能有生育的。
It's impossible for her to give birth.
那现在你们看你们以色列和犹大。
But now look at you, Israel and Judah.
多少多少人在哪里
？So many people there.
那你们从哪来
？And where did you come from?
从一个不能生育的撒拉那里来。
It's from Sarah who could not give birth.
你光是想想这一件事情。
If you just think about this matter,
你们就必须要看到一个事实。
Then you will have to see one fact.
在神没有什么是不能。
In God, there's nothing impossible.
神要做的事情，没有人是无可以叫他做不成功。
When God wants to do something, there's no event, people, or matter that could stop him from doing it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他在这里把他的百姓带到一个地步，让他们非常明确的是认识神是谁。
He has brought his people to a point to clearly see who God is.
然后呢
？And then,
神就特别提一件事。
God mentioned something especially.
那是关乎他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕的。
Which has to do with the father Abraham.
并且神非常特别的在那里说。
And also God made special mention here.
说什么呢
？And what did he say?
说亚伯拉罕被造的那一个光景。
He mentioned about when Abraham was called, the Abraham's condition at that time.
神说
，God said,
因为亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，我选召他。
God said, when I called him, he was but one.
那弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Francis, take note.
神说我选召亚伯拉罕。
God said that I called Abraham.
那这个我们就会觉得没有什么话讲啊因为事实就是这样。
And we'll say that there's nothing to argue about it because that's a fact.
但是你留意神说这个话的个重点不在神选召。亚伯拉罕
But take note the focus of God's words here is not on when God called Abraham.
神说这个话的重点是在他在什么样的环境什么样的条件的底下去选召亚伯拉罕
But the theme or the focus was under what condition under what kind of environment he called Abraham.
神说
God
我在他独自一人的时候我选召他
When I called him he was but one.
那换一句话来说
，In other words，
神选召就是选召亚伯拉罕一个人。
When God called, he was calling Abraham one person himself.
那你说这有什么了不起
？And you say what's the big deal？
如果我们晓得神选召亚伯拉罕的时候， 跟亚伯拉罕所说的话，我们就知道这个问题不简单。
But if we know when God called Abraham and the words spoken by Abraham, then we will know this is not a simple matter.
因为神选召亚伯拉罕的时候，神怎么对他说呢？
Because when God called Abraham, what did he say to Abraham?
我要叫你成为大国。
I will cause you to be a great nation.
万族要因你得福。
And all the nations will be blessed by you.
弟兄姊妹们，当你一接触到神当时对亚伯拉罕的那一个选召 的目的的时候，
For instance, if you understand the purpose of Abraham's calling,
你就知道那个事情非常非常不简单。
And you will understand this matter is very, just not simple at all.
我要叫你成为大国。
And I will bless, cause you to be a great nation.
亚伯拉罕说，我怎么能成为大国？
And Abraham said that how could I become a great nation?
我只有一个人。
Because I'm only one.
并且我的妻子她根本不能养孩子。
And also my wife cannot give birth.
我怎么成为大国？
So how could I become a great nation?
但神说，
But God said,
我要叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
但是话没有停在这里。
But his words did not stop there.
也不是停在万国要也不是接上万国要因你得福。
And it also was not connected to the words that spoke about the nations will be blessed by you.
接上去的话是说君王要从你而出。
What continued was the kings will come from you.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个问题就大了。
So princesses, this is a great matter.
不单是要成为大国，
Not only will he become a great nation,
并且君王要从他而出，
but also the kings will come forth from him.
那一说到这个君王的时候，
And when we mention about kings,
就不是许多的王，
And this is not, not in plural form.
如果是许多的王的话，那好像问题就更大。
If it were many kings, then it would be an even greater matter.
但是神没有说很多的王。
But God did not say many
kings. 但是神只是说君王从你而出。
But God said that a king will be come forth from you.
那这个王啊，你留意到神说的是非常特别的。
And verses take note, this king is very special.
这个王和那个大国是连在一起的。
This king and the great nation.
那当然，神对亚伯拉罕说这个话的时候，亚伯拉罕实在不知道神说什么话。
But of course, when God spoke to Abraham about these words, Abraham did not understand the words.
但是我们今天读神的话的时候，我们知道神说什么话。
But today, when we read God's words, we understand.
而我们晓得。
And we know this.
神要从亚伯拉，因着亚伯拉罕来建立国度。
It is through Abraham that God would establish his kingdom.
国度里面有一个王。
And within the kingdom, there's a king.
那这个王称为万王之王。
And this king is the king of kings.
万主之主。
And it's the Lord of lords.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们一领会到神当时说话的那一个内容的时候，
If we understand the content of God's words at that time,
那你回过头来看神说。
And when you come back to look at these words,
神说亚伯拉罕被选召的时候只有一个人。
God said that when Abraham was called, he was but one.
你说神的，当然你选召他的时候就是一个人。
And you might say, of course, when you called him God, it is.
但是神要让我们领会，神选召亚伯拉罕的那个目的是那样的大。
But God wants us to understand the purpose of him calling Abraham is so great.
是那样的重要。
It's so important.
你说亚伯拉罕那个时候孤孤单单一个人还能成就这个大事吗？
And you might say that when Abraham was called, he was all alone by himself. Could he accomplish such a great thing?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神就是这样说了。
This is how God said.
当亚伯拉罕一个人的时候，我选召他。
I called Abraham when he was but one.
什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
我个人的领会。
According to my personal understanding,
起码有两双重的意义在这里。
At least there are two meanings here.
啊，头一件事情。
And the first one is.
乃是把亚伯拉罕分别出来，让他活在这个分别的那个光景里。
Which is to separate Abraham so that he will live under this condition or this circumstance of being separated.
让亚伯拉罕来显明。他是与一般人不一样的。
And it's for Abraham to manifest he's not the same as others.
那这一个话是从亚伯拉罕开始以后我们一直看到神做工的一个内容。
And these words begin with Abraham and then later on we can see the content of God's word.
我们都晓得他的后代过不久就到了埃及做奴隶。
And we know that Abraham's descendants, not long after, they have become slaves in Egypt.
然后神就把他们从埃及带出来，要领进迦南地。
And God led them out of Egypt and into Canaan.
那弟兄姊妹，当你记得，
Brothers, remember this.
当他们以色列人离开埃及，经过了四十年的漂流，开始再走到米甸平原的时候，
and after
米甸旷野的时候，
after the Israelites left Egypt for 40 years, they were in the wilderness and they were about to enter Midian.
弟兄姊妹记得，那一个摩亚王不是请了一个假先知要来咒诅以色列吗？
And brothers, you might remember the king of Moab asked a false prophet to cast a curse on the Israelites.
在那一段的过程的里头，
And during that process,
神管制着巴兰的嘴巴，不让他说咒诅的话。
And God was said to govern over Balaam's mouth not to have him curse or give a curse to the Israelites.
而转过来来替神说出祝福的话。
But in the opposite, that he would speak the words of blessings for God.
弟兄姊妹记得，当巴兰在那里宣告神怎么看以色列的时候，
And brothers, remember when Balaam was there to proclaim how God looked at Israel?
他不是在那里说过一件事吗？
Didn't he say this matter?
这是独居之民。
This is a people living all by themselves.
不列在万民当中。
And they're not listed among the nations.
弟兄姊妹们，你从巴兰的那个口里头听到神怎么在以色列的身上做定规。
And brothers, you can tell from the mouth of Balaam what God's will is on the people of Israel.
他们是与众不同的民。
They are the people who is different from others.
他们是给分别出来的。
And they are separated.
所以他们称为独居之民。
Therefore, they are called the people who are by themselves.
自己成为一群。
And they have become their own group.
不列在万民当中。
And they are not listed among the nations.
那为什么？
And why is that?
那弟兄姊妹们，这和亚伯拉罕被造的时候，神像亚伯拉罕所说的话就非常有关联了。
And he has a great relationship with the words that God said when he called Abraham.
我要叫你成为大国。
That I will make you a great nation.
君王要从你而出。
The king will come from you.
那我们就看到这个从外边来看，神就是说到这个以色列。
So outwardly we can see God was talking about Israel.
当他们离开埃及不久，走到西乃旷山下的时候，
and not long after they left Egypt and come to the foot of Mount Sinai,
神在那里跟他们立约。
God was there to establish a covenant with them.
神在那里就宣告了，
and God proclaimed,
你们要做一个祭司的国度，
you will become a nation of the priesthood,
做圣洁的国民，
to become a royal people.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这就连到亚伯拉罕被造的时候，那个被造的那个实际的内容。
And brothers, you can see it is connected to when Abraham was called, the content.
不单是这样。
And not only this.
那一直来到我们现在这个时候。
And it comes to nowadays.
当然，以色列暂时还没有显出来。
And of course, Israel is not manifested yet.
等到国度显出，真的显出，国度来了，以色列真的显出来的时候，我们就看到，当时神和亚伯拉罕所立约的那个事实又一次的显明。
And but when the kingdom comes and Israel is truly manifested, then we'll see the content of the covenant God has with Abraham.
以色列好像不显明。
But now it seems that Israel is not manifested.
但是神用着教会来暂时代替以色列的地位。
But God uses the church to temporarily take the place of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，你看教会又是什么一回事呢
？So brothers, let's look at what the church is.
神说，你们是我从世界里面拣选出来的。
God said that you are called by me from the world.
你们就不属是个世界。
So you do not belong to the world anymore.
这是约翰福音书上面主自己所说的。
And these are the words in the Gospel of John spoken by the Lord. 那弟兄姊
妹，你留意了，如果我们真知道亚伯拉罕被造是为了一个什么的目的
？And brothers, take note if we truly understand what is the purpose of
Abraham's calling.
Then you have to ask this question.
你只有一个人。
You're only one person.
你的妻子又不能生育。
And your wife cannot give birth.
这个事情怎么可以发生
？So how could this happen?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神就用着这几件事情。
That God uses these few matters.
从磐石引到亚伯拉罕。
From the rock it connects to Abraham.
让他的百姓去注意。
So that his people would take note.
神是专门对付不可能的事。
God specializes in dealing with things that are impossible.
人可以看为不可能。
It could be impossible in man's eyes.
但是如果是神定义要做的。
But if it is determined by God.
神就做成了。
That God would accomplish it.
所以接下去你看到神说，我就让你们的人数增多。
So when it continues on, you can see God say that I will make you many.
并且神已经安慰了西安。
And also, God has already comforted Zion.
要让整个的以色列地了，他当时没特别提以色列，就像西安一切的荒场啊，和那个旷野啊，像伊甸，使沙漠好像成了耶和华的园子。
And God continues to say that He will make Zion's deserts like Eden and her wasteland like the garden of the Lord.
那其中是满了欢喜和快乐。
And it's full of joy and gladness.
神说了这些话。
And God spoke of these words.
神就说了。
And then God continued to say.
神就直接在那里对他的百姓来说了。
And God spoke to his people directly.
你必须要注意。
You have to take note.
他说我的百姓啊向我留心，我的国民啊向我侧耳。
Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation.
因为训诲必从我而出。
The law will go out from me.
我必坚定我的公理，为万民之光。
My justice will become a light to the nations.
我的公义临近，我的救恩发出，我的膀臂要审判万民。
My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations.
海岛都要等候我。
The islands will look to me.
没有人的地方，那里都有向我的等候。
Even places where there's no people, they will look to me.
然后神就说了。
And then God said,
我说这些话。
All these words that I have spoken.
都不是现在发生的。
And these would not happen right now.
但是一定要完成的。
But they will be accomplished.
但是你转过来看。
But turn and look.
现在你们看为很实际的那些个东西。
All these things that you can see very practically.
等到那一天来到。
Until that day comes.
天要像烟云消散。
The heavens will vanish like smoke.
地就像衣服渐渐的够了。
And the earth will wear out like a garment.
衣服变旧了
，and the garment has been worn out。
在其上的人也都死亡了
，and its inhabitants die。
但神最末了说了一句话
，but at the very end God said，
他说唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
But my salvation will last forever, my righteousness will never fail。
那说出一件什么事情
？So what does it tell us？
简单的来说
，To put it simply，
一切旧造的都要结束。
All the old will come to an end。
所有在旧造里头的都要废去。
All that are in the old will be done away with。
唯有神手所做的拯救的恩典，那就是新造了。
But only the work of God's hands, the salvation, the new creation.
只有这个能长存。
Only this will last forever.
那因此底上就提醒他的百姓。
And then he continued to remind his people.
你们不要给环境来迷糊了你们的眼睛。
Do not be confused by the circumstances.
你们要看见我的话那个真实。
You have to be able to see the truthfulness in my
words. 我说只有我的救恩永远长存。
I say that only my salvation will last forever.
就实实在在只有我的救恩永远长存。
Then truthfully, it's only my salvation will last forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神在这里接连两次就说这个话。
So brothers, you see that God has spoken of these words twice.
一切旧造里头的都过去。
All that is in the old will be done with.
唯有我的救恩永远长存。
Only my salvation will last forever.
唯有我的救恩直到万代。
And my salvation will last through generations.
那神说的话道理到这里。一个段落。
So now it comes to a small end of God's words.
感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。接下去的话，我敢肯定是以赛亚的响应。
And the words that follows, I can be sure is the response from Isaiah.
也可以说是认识神的作为的人的向神的反应。
We can say that it's the response of those who knows of God's work.
什么响应呢？
So what is this response?
我们先念一下就差不多了。
Then we can just read of it.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶和华的膀臂啊，兴起，兴起，以能力为衣穿上，像在古时的年日，上古的时代是兴起一样。
Awake, awake, clothe yourself with strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days gone by, as in generations of old.
那什么意思啊
？What does that mean？
那是神啊，你就伸出手来，你就按照你所做的做，把它做成了。
Which is to say, God, stretch out your arm, do according to your will.
用你的能力在那里显明这一切，像你在古时的时候一样。
Use your strength to manifest all this as in the days gone by.
那神在古时做了什么事情呢
？So what did God do in the days gone by？
他说从前砍碎拉哈伯的，刺透大鱼的，不是你吗？
Was it not you who cut Rahab into pieces?
拉哈伯是什么？
What is Rahab?
拉哈伯就是埃及的另外的一个称号。
Rahab is another name of Egypt.
在这接下去你就看到，他就是把出埃及的那一段历史用这几句话就来表达出来。
And then we continue to look to read, we can see that's the words describing the history of Exodus.
神的，你从前你对付了埃及。
God, in the old days, you have dealt with Egypt.
神啊，你使红海干渴，让以色列民从那个干旱地行走。
God, you have dried up the sea and let the people of Israel walk on it.
神，耶和华神一定让他的民归回。
That the Lord God will cause His name to return.
他们是非常的欢喜快乐的回到西安。
And they are filled with joy and gladness. They return to Zion.
从那一个时候开始。
And from that time on.
他们一定是活在欢喜快乐里头。
They will live in joy and gladness.
因为忧愁和叹息尽都逃避。
Because sorrow and sighing will flee away.
那这是。这段话是以赛亚的那一个响应。
And these words are the response of Isaiah.
如果我们从他所响应的内容来说，你很清楚的看到，他这个响应就把神的永远的旨意的结局带了出来。
And if we look at the content of this response, we can see that it has bring forth the end.
那当然在地上有人响应神的一心思的时候，
And of course on earth if there's someone who would respond to God's will，
那神在那里又有一些激励的话说出来，
And God would speak of words of comfort。
接下去神就说，
And it continues when God said，
我是安慰你们的，
I am he who comforts you。
你们要认识你们自己是什么人。
You have to know what kind of man you are.
你们是神所拣选的。
You are the ones chosen by God.
你为什么怕那些必死的人呢？
Why would you be fearful of the mortal man?
神把你们放在他的拯救的膀臂的里头。
God has placed you in the arms of salvation.
有什么叫你们害怕？以致你们不敢站在神的那一边呢？
What could cause you to fear so that you would not stand on God's side?
那你既然看到我从前怎么对付埃及，
Even if you can't see how I dealt with Egypt before,
我从前怎么叫红海分开，
How I divided the Red Sea,
难道我只是从前的神不是今天的神吗？
Was I only the God of the old days and not God of nowadays?
这些事情只有我从前能做，现在我不能做了吗？
And I could only do these things in before and not now?
你们不要这样的愚昧，完全忘记了我在你们身上，你们祖宗身上所做过的。
And do not be so foolish and forget what I have done for your forefathers and for you.
你们要记得一个事实。
You need to remember this.
我是耶和华你的神。
I am the Lord God, your God.
搞动大海，使海中的波浪平轰的是我。
That I am the one who stirred the sea so that it waged war.
万军之耶和华是我的名。
The Lord Almighty is my name.
我把我的话传给你，
I have put my words in your mouth，
用我的手影遮蔽你，
and covered you with the shadow of my hand，
要为你做成许许多多你们做不来的事，
and I would do many many things that you could not do for you，
然后我就对西安说，
and then I would say to Zion，
你是我的百姓，
you are my people。
那弟兄姊妹，你又把神这一段的话再来浓缩起来，留意里边，第一，神是谁？第二，神和他百姓的关系。
And verses, when you look at these words, we need to see who God is and the relationship between God and His people.
那你很清楚就看到。
And then you can see very clearly.
神说，在我来说，我没有任何的改变。
And God said that in me, there's no change.
我从前怎样是你们的神，现在还是怎样是你们的神。
How I was your God before, now I'm still your God.
我从前是怎样在你们中间行过大事，现在我一样要在你们中间行大事。
And how I have performed great things among you before, now I will still perform
great things among you. 你们从前是我的百姓。
And you were my people before.
你们永远是我的百姓。
And you will be my people forever.
你们要领会这样的一个事情。
You have to understand this.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当神说了这些话，
After God has spoken all these words,
以赛亚又有响应了。
And that's another response from
Isaiah. 那以赛亚的响应就比上一次的响应进了一步了。
And this response is one step further than the last
response. 待会我和弟兄姊妹回过头来看他响应里边的那个特点。
And later on we will return to look at the characteristics of his response.
现在呢，他就说了。
Now he says,
耶路撒冷啊，兴起，兴起。
Awake, awake, rise up, O Jerusalem.
站起来。
Rise up.
你从耶和华那里喝过他愤怒的杯的，已经喝够了。
That you have already drunk enough from the hand of the Lord, the cup of his wrath.
当然这个话它是响应四十章里边神当时所宣告的，你们已经从耶和华的手中加倍受罚。
That these words in respond to what the words in chapter 40 that you have received double punishment from the Lord.
虽然耶路撒冷里头整个的历史的里边 在神面前所存留的都是一些悖逆的历史。
And even though in Jerusalem, in the history of Jerusalem, although that's saved before God are the things that are rebellious.
所以底下就说到，凡是从耶路撒冷出来的都没有在历史上把神的百姓带到神的面光的底下。
And then mentions about all those that came out from Jerusalem, or the people are not brought forth before God.
以致耶路撒冷落在神的愤怒的底下，喝了神愤怒的杯。
So the Jerusalem was under God's wrath and drank of his cup of wrath.
先留意二十一节。
Let's first take a look on verse 21.
你们都好像给灾难 给苦难弄得昏昏迷迷了。
It's as if you are so confused by affliction.
二十一节就说，因此 你这困苦不是因为喝酒而醉。
And therefore, verse 21 says, Therefore hear this, you afflicted one, made drunk not with wine.
是什么事情弄到你们好是醉醺醺的，昏昏迷迷的，莫名其妙的。
So what's causing you to be drunk and not knowing what's going on?
底下就说了，因为神把他愤怒的杯交在你们手上，让你们去喝。
And it continues to say that God has given you the cup of wrath that makes you stagger.
但是现在呢，神说你们喝够了。
But now God said that you have drank enough.
我不再把这个杯给你们喝了。
I will no longer give you this cup to drink.
我相反的要把这个杯递给那些残害你们的人了。
And the opposite that I will give it to those who oppress you.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。如果你要看犹大也好，以色列的也好，他们的历史一直是叫神的百姓落在迷迷糊糊的里头。
And if you look at the history of whether Judah or Israel, they continue to cause the people to be in a condition when they're confused.
但是现在以赛亚他看到神做工的时候了。
But now Isaiah sees the hand of God's work.
他明白神在他百姓身上做工的那个心意了。
And he understands the heart of God.
包括神管教他的百姓的手。
Including the hand of discipline.
那所以他在神面前就有一个响应。
So before God, he has this response.
什么响应呢？
And what is this response?
他说，耶路撒冷啊，兴起，兴起。
He said that, awake, awake, O Jerusalem.
这是第二个兴起，弟兄姊妹，如果你留意的话。
This is the second awake, brothers and sisters, if you take note.
但是这个兴起是不是只有这两次呢？
But is this the only two times that he mentioned about?
如果我们接到五十二章，
If we connected with chapter 50,
你看到，
then you can see.
除了这两次兴起，还有第三次。
Besides these two times of a week, there's another response.
五十二章的第一节。
Chapter 50, verse 1.
西安啊，兴起，兴起，披上你的能力，圣城耶路撒冷啊，穿上你华美的衣服，因为从今以后，未受隔离不洁净的，必不能再进入你们中间。耶路撒冷啊，要抖下尘土，起来坐在位上。西安被掳的居民呢、啊，要解开你颈项的锁链。
It's chapter 52. Awake, awake, O Zion! Clothe yourself with strength. Put on garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and the defiled will not enter you again.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到以赛亚在神面前的那个响应？
And brothers and sisters, you can see the response of Isaiah before God.
这个第三次的响应是把神那个拯救的结果带了出来了。
And this third response brings forth the end of God's deliverance.
如果我们不用耶路撒冷，不用西安这两个地方来表达。
If we don't use Jerusalem or Zion to express the
meaning. 那我们要说的是什么呢？
What are we to say?
那是说到神的国度。在那个时候显明出来了。
And we are there to say the kingdom of God is manifested.
西安和耶路撒冷就成了非常非常重要的地方。
Zion and Jerusalem, they have become very important places.
也成了非常勇美的地方。
And they've become places of splendor.
他们完全的得释放了。
And they are delivered or liberated completely.
并且带出神的那个荣耀和权柄并能力。
And bring forth God's glory, authority, and power.
因为到了那一个日子
Because when that day comes,
一切与神无关系的人都不能碰他们一下
All those who do not have a portion with God cannot touch them
所以那句话虽然是轻描淡写从今以后未受隔离的不洁净的不能再进到你的当中
So those words even though they are very light that talks about the uncircumcised and the defiled will not enter you again
但是你翻过来看你就看到当时耶路撒冷的那个荣耀权柄尊贵尊严
But when you look at that time Jerusalem the glory, the honor, the dignity
到了一个何等厉害的地步
It has become to such a great manner
但是我要和弟兄姊妹交通的重点全部是都不在这些你可以看得见的那个事物里。
But the focus of my fellowship brothers and sisters does not lie on all these that you can see.
我想弟兄姊妹要注意的是注意什么呢
？But what brothers and sisters need to pay attention to is
是注意以赛亚这几次的在神面前那个响应所带出的一个什么属灵的事实。
That which is the what spiritual matter that is being brought forth by Isaiah's several response to God.
那弟兄姊妹很非常容易你留意到这个事实你非常容易看到以赛亚那个反应是一次比一次高
And brothers and sisters, when you understand this then very easily you can see the responses of Isaiah as one time higher than the other
一次比一次更明确的把神那个心意带出来
And the responsesare bringing forth God's will more, clearer and clearer every time.
那弟兄姊妹你可以留意。
And verses,
当头一次在51章的17节那里他头一次在那里响应神的时候。
And the first time when he responded to God in chapter 51 verse 9.
他说耶和华的膀臂啊兴起兴起
Awake, awake, clothe yourselves with strength, O arm of the Lord
这是什么兴起
What is this awake?
这是在那里寻求神伸出他的手来做神啊你要做的事
This is to seek after God to ask God to stretch out his arm to do what he sets forth to do
那这是他在那个时候所提所在呼喊的那个兴起兴起的那一个目的
And this is the purpose of the crying of awake awake
但是我们要注意
But we need to pay attention to this
以赛亚这一个向神的呼求
This cry of Isaiah before God
或者说以赛亚的在神面前那个反应
Or this response of Isaiah before God
他是按着神做工的那一个次序来等候神
And he is waiting before God according to the order of God's work
怎么等候神呢
And how is he waiting before God?
神啊
He said God
你要动手
You need to stretch forth your hands
你要先动手
You have to begin
你不动手
If you don't begin
我们没有办法能跟得上来
We could not follow on
我们也不敢自己先出手
And we dare not to initiate it
因为我们一出手我们就一定弄坏了你要做的事
Because if we initiate we will ruin your work
神啊你有那个荣耀的旨意要执行
And God you have this glorious will which you want to execute
现在是时候
And this is the time
神啊
God
你的膀臂伸出来
Stretch forth your arms.
兴起，兴起。
Awake, awake.
显明你所要做的。
manifest what you wish to do.
那丢子很清楚，你看到。
And precious, you can see very clearly.
他头一次在神面前的响应是响应神要做的事。
The first response that he has before God is according to God's
will. 说他在那里让神先来做工。
So he would let God begin.
神啊，你先显明你要做的。
Oh God, manifest what you wish to do.
当你一显明，你一做了。我们就知道我们怎么跟随了。
And when you manifest your work, we will know how to follow on.
我们就领会怎样来与你配搭了。
Then we'll understand how to work accordingly.
我们知道你做工要有规律，你也需要人跟你配搭。
And we know that that's an order in your work, and you wish to have men to work with you.
我们虽然知道我们要和你配搭。
And even though we know that we need to work with you.
但是我们不敢领头。
But we dare not to lead.
我们只是在那里等待。
And we are only here to wait.
我们要看见你先在那里动，我们才能动。
We need to see that you will begin and we will begin.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢我们的神。
But sisters, we thank our God.
以赛亚头一个这样的响应是按照神的那一个做工的次序。
The first response of Isaiah was brought forth when he saw the order of God's work.
你怎么能印证这个事情呢？
And how can you confirm this fact?
那我们读四福音的时候，
And when we read the four Gospels,
弟兄姊妹，你读到约翰福音，你一定有这个印象。
When you read the Gospel of John, you will have this impression.
因为我们的主在那里对那些对付他的犹太人是那样的宣告。
Because our Lord proclaimed to those people, the Jews who was there to deal with him.
我凭自己不能做什么。
By myself, I do nothing.
我是要看见父在那里要做，我才能做。
I will work according to what I see my father does.
我要听见父在那里说，我才能说。
And I will speak according to what I hear from the father.
如果父不先说，我就没话说。
If the father doesn't speak, I will have nothing
to say. 如果父不先做工，我就不能。自己在那里做主。
If the Father does not work, I would not have my own will.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常明显的一个印证在这。
And verses, this is a very clear confirmation.
以赛亚非常明亮在这一点上。
And Isaiah was very clear on
this point. 是他听见神在那里宣告，神要怎样来显明他所要做的。
So he heard God's proclamation about what he was about to do.
他就在神面前有一个响应。
Then he had a response before God.
等到神再说。
Until God spoke again.
神就是要这样做。
This is how God would work.
你们不要因着眼见的环境还是那么凶险，你们就不敢跟上来。
And do not be fearful because of the dangerous environment that you will not dare to follow on.
你们看到神要这样做，你们就放胆跟上来就好。
When you see this is how God works, you can just freely follow on.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你留意到以赛亚第二次在那里响应的时候，
So when sisters, when you see the second response of Isaiah,
那一个兴起就带出具体的人这方面的行动来了。
That awake, they bring forth the concrete, or practical action of men.
你很清楚地看见，第一个响应就是神啊，你做。
You can see very clearly the first awake, the response is to say, God, you do it, you go ahead and do it.
人在那里没有任何的动静。
And man has no action.
但现在呢，第二次的那个响应的时候。
But now the second response.
他看到了。
He see it.
神动了。
God has initiated.
所以人呢也就跟上了。
So men would follow.
耶路撒冷啊。
Jerusalem.
兴起。
Awake, O Jerusalem.
站起来。
Rise up.
从耶和华手中你们所喝的那一个令你们昏迷的那个事情已经完毕了。
The cup that you have taken,the fact that you're drunk has come to an end.
所以你们要站起来了。
So you need to rise up.
不要再在那里迷迷糊糊了。
Do not be confused anymore.
这个是第二 的响应。
And this is the second response.
然后呢，再引到五十二章那个第三次的响应。
And then it comes to the third response in chapter 52.
就不单是脱离那一个困那个心事里边的那个困扰，而能站起来。
So now, not only do they depart from the disturbances within their heart.
您留意到第三次的兴起，乃是神的荣耀权柄能力要从你们身上发表出来了。
The third response is that the glory, the might, and the power of God will be manifested.
所以说，西安啊，兴起，兴起，推上你的能力。
So it says, Awake, awake, O Zion, clothe yourself with strength.
圣城耶路撒冷啊，穿上你华美的衣服。
Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他在地上要做的，找到有人领会了，并且向他发出响应了。
What he wished to do on earth, he had found someone who could understand it and also has a response.
那么因此就引出神更进一步的来说明他怎么来释放他的百姓。
So it brings forth how God would explain how he would deliver his people.
所以从五十二章的第三节开始。
So starting...
第三节开始
Starting from verse 3 in chapter 52,
神就说出一个事实来
God spoke of this fact
你们是无价被卖的
You were sold for nothing
所以也必定是无价的给收回
So without money you will be redeemed
你们虽然经过许许多多的难处
Even though you have come across much difficulties
但是那个却不是把你们卖掉
But this is not to sell you
那个不过是你们因着自己的愚昧而接受的神的管教和鞭打。
But this is only the discipline from God because of your own foolishness.
当你们在那里经过这些管教的时候
So after you have experienced these disciplines,
神说我是一直用眼目看着你们的。
God said that I have been watching over you with my
eyes. 你们在埃及怎么给人欺负
How you were oppressed in Egypt.
你们在亚述怎样给人欺负
And how you were mistreated in Assyria.
那弟兄姊妹注意了
But this is take note.
在埃及给人欺负这是历史
In Egypt they were oppressed this is history
在亚述给人欺负那是将来的事
But afflicted in Assyria this is something in the future
当以赛亚说话的时候你要看我们看到的时间上的那一个区别
And during the time when Isaiah spoke, we have to see that's the difference.
因为那时犹大还没有给掳到巴比伦
Because at that time, Judah wasn't taken to Babylon yet.
他也没有很明显的受亚述的那个欺负
And she was not clearly oppressed by Assyria.
并且如果你是看到西西家那个时候，你还看到他曾经把亚述的大军弄得七零八落了。
And if you look at the time of Hezekiah, he has gained some victory over the army of Assyria.
所以说到他们在给亚述来羞辱的话，那是以后的事。
So when it talked about they were insulted by Assyria, this is something in the future.
那当然，亚述对犹大来说没有很直接的关系，但是这里的亚述是包括巴比伦，是暗暗指着巴以后要来的巴。以后要发生的巴比伦的事情。
And of course, Assyria did not have a great relationship with Judah, but at that time, it's also talking about Babylon that is to come.
不管是在埃及
no matter whether it's in Egypt,
或者是以后你们在亚述地，或是和在巴比伦
or in the future, when you're in Assyria or in Babylon,
所以说你们所经过的一切，我的眼睛都没有离开过你们。
God said that among all that you have experienced, that my eyes have not left you.
我在那里非常清楚地看到你们的遭遇。
I was there seeing very clearly what you have encountered.
也非常明显地知道。
And very clearly that I know.
那些地方的人怎么来欺负你。
How those people of those places would oppress you.
因着他们欺负你的缘故。
And because of the of their oppression toward you.
连我的名也整天的给他们在那里亵渎。
Even my name is constantly blasphemed by them.
那这里有两又有两方面的事情我们留意。
So now there are two sides that we need to pay attention to.
头一件事情就是刚才我所说的那些神的百姓所遭遇的一切，神的眼目没有离开过他们。
The first thing is that like I mentioned before, all those that have been encountered by God's people, God's eyes have not left them.
神全知道他们所经过的。
God completely know of what they have encountered.
人怎么羞辱他们，神都记在心上。
How others would insult them, God has kept them in His remembrance.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读那个诗篇的时候，你读到那一个，他们把那个犹大人把他们的裙挂在柳树上的那篇诗篇。
So, brothers and sisters, remember in the Psalms that they have mentioned how the enemies have hung their harps on the willow trees.
你我们还都记得它里边的内容。
And we still remember the content.
他们叫我们唱一首锡安的歌吧。
They asked us to sing a song of Zion.
弟兄姊妹，当时神的那个犹大的百姓，那神的百姓心里面的感觉是怎样？
And brothers and sisters, what is the feeling within God's people's heart?
很痛苦。
They are very sorrowful.
所以那篇诗篇就说出了那种光景。
So that particular psalm spoke of the condition.
我们怎么可以在这些不认识神的人的面前来唱敬拜神的诗歌呢？
And how could we sing the psalms of worshiping God among these people who do not know God?
我宁愿我的舌头贴着上膛。
I would rather to have my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth.
我宁愿我的右手忘记技巧。
And I would rather to have my right hand to forget its skills.
我们不能在神的对头的面前来唱只能给神享用的歌。
And we cannot sing the songs that can be only enjoyed by God to His enemies.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们读到那篇诗篇的时候，你能体会到他们在被掳之地所受的羞辱到了一个什么的地步。
And when we read that particular psalm, we could understand the insults that they have received in the land of captivity.
所以能在诗篇里边都记录下来，那你也就看到神也是在他的心里边记得这些事情。
So all these are recorded in the psalm, and we can see that all these are remembered by God.
然后另外一方面。
And then the other side.
那以色列犹大被掳到巴比伦，当然这些事情还是在以赛亚说话以后才发生。
And when Judah was taken into captivity in Babylon, this has happened after Isaiah spoke.
他们是因为忘记神的名。背弃神的名，所以被掳到巴比伦。
And it's because they have forgotten God's name and they have forsaken God's name, they are taken into captivity.
但是人在那里要用着神的名来叫他们受羞辱。
But man was there to use God's name to insult them.
神也用着羞辱他们的人常常提到神的名。
And God also used these people.Mentioning about his name all day long.
神允许他们这样提神的名。
That God allowed them to mention about his name.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们回到十诫里边去留意的话。
Versus we take note of this within the time frame.
对神的百姓来说，你们不可妄称神的名。
And for God's people, that he said that you should not use God's name in vain.
如果有人妄称神的名，那个人要给石头打死的。
If you speak of God's name in vain, you will be stoned to death.
那现在神的名在外邦不住的给人来妄称，不单是妄称，并且来亵渎。
But now God's name is constantly used by the Gentiles, and not only used but also blasphemed.
神允许他们。
God allowed them to do so.
你说什么一回事？
And you say, why is it like this?
以赛亚这个这个响应啊，就 就说出说出一些问题来。
And this response of Isaiah explains this.
他把神的心意说出来了。
And he brings forth God's heart.
神就是借着掳去你们的人，常常羞辱你们，让你们不能忘记耶和华的名。
It is through the captor, your people who put you in captivity, to constantly blaspheme against God's name so that you would not forget His name.
注意第六节。
So, Francis, take note of verse 6.
他说，所以我的百姓必知道我的名。
Therefore, my people will know my name.
他们到那日就知道说这个话的是我耶和华。
Therefore, in that day, they will know it is I who foretold it.
神说，看啊，是我。
And God said, yes, it is I.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Francis, take note.
你不要光看到神允许这些外面的事情来发生。
Do not just look at how God would allow all these things to happen on the outside.
我们必须看到一件事，因为神说这个话的时候，上头那一句话就说，我叫我的名整天受亵渎。
We also have to see this, that God said, and all day long my name is constantly blasphemed.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那就让我们看到一件非常严肃的事了。
This lets us see something that is very serious.
当神的百姓给羞辱的时候，
When God's people were insulted,
神也不好过。
It is not going well with God either.
虽然亵渎神的名的人是在地上，
Even though those people who blaspheme against God's name are on earth,
但是他们亵渎的声音进到神的耳朵的里边，
But the voice of the blasphemy has entered into God's ear.
如果按照诫命来说，神可以击杀，这历史就可以击杀这些人。
If it's according to the law, God can instantly kill these people.
但神没有击杀。
But God did not kill them.
如果神没有击杀，
So if God did not kill them,
那神就是必须要接受。
Then God had to accept it.
接受这个亵渎和接受这个羞辱。
God had to accept the blasphemy and the insult.
弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
你留意，
Take note.
如果我们只是把它局限在犹大那七十年的被掳，
If we are just talking about the 70 years of captivity of Judah,
神就在那里忍耐七十年人对他的亵渎。
Then God is there to forbear 70 years of blasphemy.
但是神是圣洁没瑕疵的神。
But God is holy without blemishes.
怎么可以让人这样亵渎呢？
How could he be blasphemed against by people?
当然是人的无知。
And of course, this is the man's ignorance.
但是人的无知却成了神的忍受。
But man's ignorance has become the forbearance of God.
那就让我们看到一件事。
And then it let us see one thing.
而许多的时候，我们看到神好像很严厉，特别是在旧约的日子。
And very often we look at God as someone who's very solemn.
神常常管教他的子民。
That he often disciplines his
people. 当然在新约的时候，我们也常看到神管教属他的人。
And of course, in the New Testament time, we see that God often disciplines those who belong to him.
那我们平常留意神的管教的时候，只是留意受给管教的那一面。
And usually when we look at God's discipline, we only focus on the side that the ones who are being disciplined.
虽然我们会记得受管教的事在当时并不舒服，但是却为受过管教的人接触那个仁义的果子我们也安慰自己。
And you, sometimes even though we would comfort ourselves by saying that even though at the time of discipline it is not, we would not feel good, but at the end it will bear fruits of righteousness.
但是我实在很放胆的说一句话，所有受神管教的人，他们可以想到，我经历神的管教以后，我能被神炼净一点。
Then I can boldly say this: all those who have gone through God's disciplines, they could say that after the discipline, we'll be purged by God a little bit.
这是好的。
And this is good.
但是恐怕能这样想的人 不多。
But I'm afraid that not many would think this way.
只是想到神为什么要管教我。
We only think of why would God discipline me.
神为什么特别这样的不恩待我。
Why is God especially not show mercy to me?
我们受神管教的时候。
When we are being disciplined by God.
能接受神的管教也都是从我们自己的地位上面去看神的管教。
The fact that we could accept God's discipline, it is by standing in our position to look at God's discipline.
没有几个人会想到，当我们受管教的时候，神的心里头也非常的不好受。
And not many of us would think of when we're being disciplined, it is not, God's heart is not happy.
因为神在那里说出。
Because God said here.
当你感觉被羞辱的时候。
When you feel that you're being insulted.
也就是许多不认识神的人在那里指着你来羞辱我的时候。
It is the same time those who do not know me would be blaspheming against me.Through you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神
we thank God.
那虽然是这样
even if it's like this,
但是我们能从以赛亚这三次的反应的里头响应的里头
we can, through the three responses of Isaiah,
我们看到神怎么扭转了他的百姓所遭遇的
We can see how God turned around the circumstances of His people.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我们在神面前最低限度我们要学到一个功课。
So before God, at least we should learn this lesson.
我们非常迫切地要追求明白神要做什么工。
So very urgently, we need to learn to seek after what God is about to do.
然后我们求神让我们会按着神所做的工来学习跟上神所做的。
And we will pray to God that according to His work, that we would learn to follow on.
让神所要做的给带到。完全的地步
so that what God wishes to do it will be bring forth to completion
到了那一天
and that time
我们都能在神的面前说
and we can say before God
说什么呢
and what will we say
当年以赛亚说是说西安耶路撒冷
And in those days, Isaiah would say Jerusalem and Zion.
那我们要说什么呢
And what should we say?
我们要说的是神的城。
We'll say the city of God.
那当然我们知道，我们说到神的城，那是说到新耶路撒冷。
Of course, we know that when we say the city of God, it is the new Jerusalem.
那我们说兴起，兴起。
And we'll say awake, awake.
披上你的能力。
Clothe yourself with strength.
穿上你华美的衣服
Put on your garments of splendor
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
虽然这个是在以赛亚当时的在神带领底下所说到关乎他百姓的前途的一些宣告
And even though these are the proclamation made by Isaiah according to God
但是在这宣告的里面是给我们看到我们怎么来在神的旨意里头学习配合神所要做的
But within this proclamation we need to learn how to work accordingly to
那怎么配合神要做的呢
How do we work according to what God wishes to do 下礼拜我们
就开始就看了
And next week we'll continue to see
神把他的话又回到他的儿子的身上去了
That God has turned his words once again upon his son
让我们很清楚地看到不管是在旧约也好新约也好
So let's see whether in New Testament or Old Testament time very clearly
神在我们身上一切的要求只有一件
all the requirements upon us from God, there's only one.
就是跟随他的儿子。
Which is to follow his son.
高举他的儿子。
And to exalt his son.
越过人的一切眼见里面的事物来高举他的儿子。
And to surpass all that we can see to exalt his son.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
我们祷告。
We pray.